The book of Exodus, chapter 33. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, "Depart, go up from here, you and the people who you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, to your seed I will give it, and I will send an angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Go up to a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of you, for you are a stiff-necked people. If I did, I would consume you in the way." And when the people heard this evil news, they mourned. And no man put on himself his ornaments. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Say to the sons of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. If I go up into the midst of you for one moment, I will consume you. Therefore now put off your ornaments from you, that I may know what to do to you." And the sons of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments from Mount Horeb onward. Now Moses used to take the tent and to pitch it outside the camp, far off from the camp, and he called it the Tent of Meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought Yahweh went out to the Tent of Meeting, which was outside the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out to the tent, that all the people rose up and stood, every man at his tent door, and looked after Moses, until he was gone into the tent. And it came to pass, when Moses entered into the tent, the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tent, and Yahweh spoke with Moses. And all the people saw the pillar of cloud stand at the door of the tent, and all the people rose up and worshipped, every man at his tent door. And Yahweh spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his companion. And he turned again into the camp. But his minister Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart out of the tent. And Moses said to Yahweh, "See, you say to me, bring up this people, and you haven't let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now therefore, I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, show me now your ways, that I may know you, to the end that I may find favor in your sight. And consider that this nation is your people." And he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence doesn't go with me, don't carry us up from here. For in what now will it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not in that you go with us, so that we are distinguished, I and your people, from all the people who are on the face of the earth?" And Yahweh said to Moses, "I will also do this thing that you have spoken. For you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." And he said, "Show me, I pray you, your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim the name of Yahweh before you. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." And he said, "You cannot see my face, for man will not see me and live." And Yahweh said, "Look, there is a place by me, and you will stand on the rock. And it will come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. And I will take away my hand, and you will see my back, but my face will not be seen.